The nation's prescription drug and heroin epidemic has victims beyond those who are using the drugs. For the children of people struggling with addiction, the consequences can be traumatic. For instance, here in Georgia, state officials say drugs are factoring into more and more children being removed from their families. WABE's Michelle Alloy traveled to Gilmer County in northwest Georgia.
Eddie remembers where his addiction to painkillers started. He got hit in the face with a baseball, broke his nose, and got a prescription for hydrocodone. He was 16.
Just like the way they made me feel, you know, they took the pain away. They gave me confidence. It just kind of stayed in the back of my mind.
About a year later, Eddie complained to a coworker that he'd hurt his back during baseball practice. She handed him some more pills.
I realized how easy it was to get them from her. You know, all I had to do was complain a little bit.
Eddie says by the time he was 18, he was addicted to painkillers. He got arrested 3 years later when he forged a stolen check to buy drugs. Eddie got probation, but missed some check-ins out of fears he'd be drug tested. Soon, he was in and out of jail. He'd get clean, but fall right back in with his old friends, an old habit. By this time, Eddie had two little boys with his then wife. To protect his kids, Eddie wanted us to use only his first name. He tried to quit using painkillers once, but he relapsed after 2 weeks and nearly overdosed.
When I came to, my wife had just came home with the baby, and I didn't even know where I was at. And I guess while I was out in a blackout, I had been really loud and started a fight in the yard with one of the neighbors, and someone called the law.
The police called the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services, or DFACS. Eddie's kids were eventually taken into foster care.
My heart was broken, but I couldn't stop. And I don't know if that makes any sense. And the fear of withdrawals kept me using. Withdrawals from opiates is like death. So instead of when the kid's getting gone, you know, instead of doing better, it just made me do worse.
To DFACS, Eddie's story isn't unusual. The Child Welfare Agency says so far this year, drug abuse factored in about 40% of the cases where a child is removed from a family. That's up from about 25% just 2 years ago. In Gilmer County, drug abuse was a factor in nearly 80% of removals this year. Amy Bradshaw is the Child Placement Services Supervisor for the county. She says right now, meth is the bigger driver of kids into care, in part because painkiller abuse is easier to hide.
They may show us the one prescription from the doctor. They take a drug screen. They're positive for what they're prescribed, and then we're stuck.
Bradshaw says there's now another drug that's growing in popularity.
Heroin, even 5 years ago, we didn't have it. And it's become the new thing, unfortunately.
Statewide, the number of kids in foster care has ballooned to more than 12,000. Gilmer officials say it has 93 kids in state custody, about double what Bradshaw says is normal. She says drugs aren't the only reason the numbers are up, but they're a major factor.
We can't handle the volume of cases that are coming in the door because there's not enough people here to do all that. There's not enough foster homes. There's nowhere for these kids to go when they come into foster care. They're being separated from their siblings. That's causing tons of trauma to them. So then we have their issues that we're dealing with.
Another person who's witnessed the impact of drugs on area families is Judge John Wooster. He used to be the chief juvenile court judge for the Appalachian Judicial Circuit, which includes Gilmer County. Wooster also oversaw the circuit's family treatment court, an accountability program that aims to reunify families.
It was getting to the point that we were taking somebody into care about every day.
Wooster says family treatment court has had a lot of success reuniting families, but resources are thinning as the opioid epidemic grows in Georgia.
We're stretching our capacity at this particular point in time. To go any farther, we need to hire more treatment people, more case managers, more compliance officers, which of course takes money.
Wooster says the court is set up to serve about 50 people, but right now, 64 are enrolled. Eddie entered Judge Wooster's court a few years ago and was able to overcome his addiction. He went to a halfway house and eventually got his two boys back.
I mean, I was just ecstatic, you know, smiles, constantly smiling. I felt relieved, felt, you know, like something had been lifted off of me.
Eddie's been sober for 3 years now and is a sponsor for other people in recovery. He says a lot of the people he used to take painkillers with, though, weren't so lucky.
I know a couple of them are dead. I don't talk to them, but I hear things. And the ones that aren't dead, most of them are in jail or in and out of jail. I see them in the papers. Jails, prisons are dead. That's all I hear about them, mostly.
Asked if any of those people had kids, Eddie answers quietly, yes. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.